This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest for the day, Trader Nick in the United States. Nick, good afternoon from London. Good morning to you.
Hey, Johnny. Good morning. Good to be back with you.
There's a slightly strange atmosphere in markets today. Markets concerned that imminent action in the Middle East is on the cards from America as regards Iran. We're already seeing a lot of personnel being evacuated from parts of the Middle East, massive amounts of American military in the area as well. And it's not a question of if, but more when. And markets are very nervous about this.
Yeah, that's right. And just watching the price action of oil this morning, we have seen a very persistent bid on prices, pretty much moving straight through to new highs for the last several months. Things are definitely intensifying over in that part of the world. We have been seeing these consistent headlines of like both sides saying, oh, you know, maybe a deal is almost there, we're almost there. Well, last night, things came away without any sort of major conclusion in the market. Is kind of taking that as a worrisome signal in regards to, you know, what could be coming next. You know, there's all sorts of tension on both sides. I saw something we talked about last time where during the State of the Union, they really didn't like what Trump said. And so there's this back and forth, the Iranians, that is, didn't like what Trump said. And there's this back and forth of whether or not any sort of resolution will come. And so the market is, as we've said in the past, it's not waiting around to see what happens. It's sort of bidding up the you know, possibilities here in the oil price of some sort of conflict escalation. And so the longer these things draw on, it's usually meaning that there's some kind of impasse or something that's just not quite being met on both sides. So we'll see how it all plays out, but definitely a risk-off move today. We do also see gold and silver moving higher today in response to this. We see the S&P 500 soft today, down 0.6-0.7%. Markets have just opened up here in the United States, so they are moving quite a bit, but generally perceived as a more risk-off day. Cryptocurrencies are lower, Bitcoin's down 2%. And oil at the time of recording up about 2.6%, as I mentioned, fresh highs for the last few months.
Yeah, that is a hefty rise. And commentators are suggesting limited strikes from the Americans if they happen. We've already heard from Vice President J.D. Vance, who's ruled out an all-out war in the Middle East. So it depends what those strikes will be and whether they're just intended to get the Iranians back to the negotiating table or on the negotiating table to make more concessions. In the meantime, Nick, we've had a raft of figures over the last few hours, both where you are in the United States and elsewhere.
That's right. And the last thing I would just say, just to add on to what you said there at the end, is we've also talked about the massive military movement into the region from the United States. And so it does beckon the question. I think you made it a point on the last couple podcasts, you know, with all that movement, something is almost bound to happen if there is not some kind of resolution or improvement in the negotiations there. So it seems that's what the market is pricing in on that side of things. As you pointed out, though, however, we did also get some hot inflation reads this morning out of the U.S. The producer price index on a month-over-month basis came in at 0.5%, higher than expected at 0.3%. And core PPI also came in hot at 0.8% growth month-over-month compared to a 0.3% month-over-month expected. And to annualize that out, the year-over-year for PPI was 2.9%. And we're forecasting either 2.6 or 2.7. I'm blanking off the top of my head. But the point is hot inflation. And this is coming at a time in which, you know, we know there is a Fed chair swap coming down the pipeline pretty soon. We have also seen markets for quite some time expecting rate cuts to be coming. But if inflation remains sticky, which we got some evidence of this month, and for example, let's just say that the jobs data continues to improve. It's had a recent uptick. Let's just assume for hypothetical scenario, if the jobs data continues to improve and inflation does not start to trend back down to rate cuts, yes, I know that many people are going to say, you know, Kevin Warsh is going to be a loyalist to the White House. He's going to want to cut rates. But there is checks and balances here. The Federal Reserve is a committee of people, and you know, a new Fed chair does not want his own people to kind of revolt against him. So if there's not evidence to suggest that a rate cut is appropriate at the time, I do still think that Kevin Warsh will not necessarily just cut rates just because the White House would prefer it. I think that he's going to step into his workplace there and look around and say, here's my team. If my team is just adamantly against rate cuts, I can't have my own team revolting. I mean, that's a natural kind of more local. Yes, the White House over here wants you to do things a certain way, but in your local, you know, workplace, your peers are important, especially with a committee type structure with the Federal Reserve. So it's going to be an interesting time. I think actually we have seen rate cut probabilities are still elevated when we go out to June and July. There's probably going to be a cut. But the question is, as always, is it going to be sort of a one and done rate cut this year? Or is it going to be something where we get kind of a consistent flow of rate cuts? And, you know, Johnny, we see the markets kind of sideways. If we take a look at the NASDAQ and the S&P 500, you know, U.S. markets, international markets have been doing pretty well. But if we look at the U.S. stock market, we've seen some choppiness here. Perhaps the markets are still wrestling around with all this geopolitical tension, all this inflation on the rise. Does that potentially take away this story of we're going to get a flush of rate cuts? And I just think that we might have a little bit more trouble than expected on that front. So we will have to continue to watch the indicators there, which are going to be your inflation reads, jobs market statistics as well. But it's an ongoing story, and we'll continue to see that. The other one just to mention real quick this morning was, of course, the Canadian GDP numbers, which came in just slightly better than expected. Month over month numbers for Canada GDP were 0.2% compared to 0.1% expected.
Okay, let's look to the week ahead. I suppose the headline will be this time next week when we get the latest U.S. jobs figures with the non-farm payroll numbers. What else is happening?
Yes, so next week we do have a pretty action-packed one. This week was kind of quiet on the economic data release side. However, of course, we had a significant amount of geopolitical headlines and the ongoing software disruption, AI disruption stuff that has been, we've talked about many times on the podcast, and we'll continue to cover. But in terms of next week, we do have the ISM manufacturing PMIs on Monday out of the US. That could be pretty big. We have the Bank of Japan's Governor Ueda speaking as well. If you take a look at Tuesday, the annual budget release will be coming out of the UK. That's going to be 7:30 Eastern time. If we take a look at Australia, we will have GDP numbers coming out on Tuesday. If we take a look at Wednesday, we do have the ADP non-farm employment change, which forecasting 45,000 jobs added. That's up from the previous of 22,000 jobs. We also have ISM services PMI for the U.S. And then if we look to Thursday, we of course have the unemployment claims. President Lagarde is speaking as well for the ECB. And Friday, there is that non-farm payroll event and retail sales, as well as, let's see, anything else? No, that's pretty much it. So big day next week is going to be Friday with retail sales and that NFP report falling Friday, 8:30 a.m. Eastern.
Excellent stuff, Nick. Have a great weekend. We'll speak to you next week.
Thanks, Sean. You too.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.